In Southeast Asia, a new strain of malaria is showing resistance to commonly used anti-malarial drugs. Already, more than 200 million people are infected by malaria every year. It's one of the deadliest infectious diseases known. But now experts worry about what will happen if drug-resistant malaria were to spread beyond the Mekong region. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is ramping up its efforts to lessen malaria's impact overseas. Irene Cook is the acting U.S. Global Malaria Coordinator with the President's Malaria Initiative. She says drug-resistant malaria is spreading at a dangerous speed.
It's a concern because for a number of years, we've had a really effective treatment for malaria. And if the malaria parasites become resistant to that treatment, it means many, many, many more people will die.
Is this resistant form of malaria also resistant to the medications that prevent malaria?
No, we're concerned mostly about the treatment. Depending on the drug, there could be different resistance for those drugs. But the ones we're particularly concerned is resistance to artemisinin and combination therapy, which is the primary treatment for drugs.
So what do we know about where or how this resistance started?
Well, we're starting to see some resistance in the Mekong subregion, in the areas that border Thailand, Cambodia, Burma, etc. This is of concern because that's where we first started to see resistance for chloroquine, which for, 40 years ago was a really effective drug to treat malaria. But we started to see resistance for chloroquine in the 60s and 70s, and that became not an effective drug to use to treat malaria. So as a result, millions of people died.
And if this combination therapy becomes ineffective, if this resistant form spread, are there newer malaria drugs in the lab or on the horizon that could take its place?
There are some drugs in the research pipeline, but we don't have anything yet at the ready to roll out if we lose ACTs to resistance.
So how do you track the spread of this resistant form?
Well, it's done through a number of ways. You want to track treatment failures and make sure that that you've got good public health surveillance systems tracking where there might be resistance. Some of the things to do to really prevent it is make sure we can reduce the number of cases of malaria through prevention, and also making sure that people who have malaria are diagnosed quickly and put on effective treatment. It's really, really important that they get good, effective treatment.
We're talking mostly about Southeast Asia and the Mekong region, as you mentioned. But if this becomes significant, this resistant strain, how does it impact anti-malaria efforts in other zones, like Africa, where the PMI is ramping up now?
Because we've seen historically that resistance that starts in Southeast Asia can certainly spread worldwide. The President's Malaria Initiative is indeed working in Southeast Asia in the Mekong subregion. We're working very closely with our partners in country and also with the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria to really try to get on top of the resistance and reduce malaria in those countries.
So we're talking about treatment, and you mentioned how important prevention measures are. Getting rid of standing water, garbage removal, and mosquito nets still seem like they're the most important thing.
That's exactly right. So those are the most important thing. The other piece is making sure that you've got good diagnostic services and treatment services available throughout the communities and in health centers, and to make sure that the treatment that somebody is taking is of good quality. One of the other issues we have, particularly in malaria, is lots of counterfeit drugs or drugs that don't have all of the active agent to treat malaria, which means that you can sort of partly kill the parasite but not completely, and that can create more resistance.
Can you just encapsulate how good of a job the United States has been doing in getting these resources to poor people, and what could change if resistance becomes a problem?
Well, together with our partners at country level and our global partners, we've enjoyed incredible success and progress in reducing malaria deaths. We've done that by more than 60%, and over the last 12 or 15 years, saved over 7 million lives and prevented 1 billion malaria cases. That really does mean that we've been able to get the interventions to the communities that need them desperately.
Irene Cook is with the President's Malaria Initiative at USAID. Irene Cook, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.